Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. stalking Kyle Busch across the start-finish line with 143 laps to go. Junior's cut it to two car lengths.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been using the bottom lane. Kyle Busch has preferred that line all night long, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been best most of the day on the top side of the racetrack, but now he's using Kyle Busch's line to close on the race leader.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, and Galen Stewart are here with you. To the nice lady that called on the studio line, give us a call back because we want to give you tickets. We have got KRKO night coming up on the 7th, a week from this Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway. So all of you going there, by all means, please give us a Yelp.
Got a call from Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, 2007, let me get my note here. 2007 at Mission Valley, it'll be the Big Sky Race. It'll be called the Gary Lewis Challenge Race.
What?
The winner of the
race
this year.
Oh, that's right.
Year.
Yeah, that's why they call it the Corey Wolf, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
how
yeah.
About that?
Wow.
So
go
thank
Gary.
You, Lynn, for that.
How do we need to get a race named after us. We gotta make that happen. So I want to make sure and remind you coming up Saturday afternoon here on North Sound 1380, 11:30 a.m. live from the Dover International Speedway, the hell of a good 200. And then coming up, it's tough to say that without laughing.
I'm not.
I know. NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, the Best Buy 400, 10:15 a.m. live right here on North Sound 1380 again from Dover International Speedway. So maybe we'll get Casey Kane to bust out another win. I think he likes Dover. It works well for him.
All right.
Yeah, who's on the phone?
Hey, one of the winners from the John Carroll Memorial Classic in the 360 class. They call him Rocket.
They
Rocket
do.
Rod Perkins.
How are you, Rod?
Great. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Did you get my messages?
I did. I apologize for not returning, but I got Carla, you know. She's better looking anyway.
Well, yeah. I guess that's...
This is radio.
Yeah. It's like I told the guys on before we went to break on nobody radio, no one can hear you blush.
That's right.
So how you been?
Wonderful.
Good.
We're off to a really good start this year, and real proud of my team and my guys. And
yourself.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
You know, that just shows to go you that the old guys can still get it done. You know,
yeah.
Alan Munn's got a couple of wins this year, and I nailed the big John Carroll Memorial race, and, you know, that's great.
Yeah, a lot of tough ones out there.
Oh, boy.
Rod, did you ever get a chance to race with John?
Yes, I did.
Was he a good friend, or can you tell us a short story maybe?
Sure. He was an acquaintance, I would put it. I looked to him a couple of times for help. He kind of pitted away from us. But, you know, he was an old veteran that I actually grew up watching. And, you know, it was just a pleasure to be around him. He was a true gentleman, real soft-spoken, loved to laugh. I remember one time when the big right rear tires first came out. And he had a couple of old ones that he gave me, you know, and that really, really meant a lot to me at the time. And, you know, he was just a real kind gentleman, and to win the memorial race in his name means a lot to me, you know, because I did get a chance to race with him. And thanks to, you know, Jay Fulman from Industrial Resources over in Clear Lake, you know, he sponsors that race every year. John Carroll actually worked for Jay Fulman for many years, and, you know, I thanked Jay the other night for continuing his efforts in that race, and it does mean a lot to me.
It was kind of unique. The track conditions were a little bit, choppy on Saturday, and saw Alan Munn walking out on the track. I'm not sure I've seen that before. He was out on turn four looking at the rough track, and I looked at his uniform, and, you know, it was kind of an old 70s-style uniform, and it made me think of John.
Yep, yeah, that's right. You know, he and I don't know about Barry Martinez, but I know Alan and I are probably the last left that did get a chance to race with John. You know, it's really cool that we have a memorial race in his name.
I know, Rod, you started off talking about the crew and stuff. Are there people you'd like to thank?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My brother Steve, he's kind of my crew chief and takes care of the car really well. We have the car at his shop up in Ferndale. My nephew Phil, his oldest son, very integral part of the crew. And his good friend and mine, Chad Reed, you know, we all get it done. My girlfriend Katie takes care of my helmets. you know, and without the support of those guys, our continued success wouldn't be possible because, you know, we do run at a high level up here, even though it's just a Saturday night deal. So.
You know, you were on, we've had you on a couple of times, and the last time you were on, I was asking you about your engines, and you said you built them. Did you build that one, too?
Yes, I did.
You know, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's good to see you running up front. You've been up there pretty much every week, and is that your plans, obviously, to stick at Skagit all year? And
yeah, I pretty much have to. This motor, the cylinder heads on it aren't legal at many other Northwest tracks. A lot of the local tracks have gone to the ASCS rule, which is kind of a spec cylinder head, and I run what's called an open cylinder head, which is only legal around Skagit and down in California. So I'm relegated to run at Skagit all season long. We'll be in the points hunt. In fact, by virtue of the win the other night, we took the points lead. So that's
pretty congratulations.
Exciting.
Wow, way to go. So what do you think about the crop that is rising at Skagit Speedway? You know, we went up there for the opener, saw that classic between Barry Martinez and Travis Root. Seth Bergman was involved in that, too. A lot of people are still catching their breath after that one, but there's been some outstanding racing up there this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There is probably more talent coming up through the ranks right now than we've ever seen at Skagit Speedway.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, a real healthy Deming Speedway program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids come out of Deming running the mini sprints up there, and they come to Skagit at 15, 16 years old. They've already got 7 or 8 years racing under their belt, and they know how to drive a race car. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I've been mentoring a young gentleman named Mac Brown. He's 15 years old, been racing about 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, he's running a 360 this year, pits right next to me, and, you know, I've been helping him out. That kid is in the top 10 in points, leading rookie of the year points by a long shot. He's going to be something.
If he whoops up on you, Rod, you going to drop him?
I told his dad the other night, I says, if you keep qualifying closer to me, I'm going to quit helping you.
Quit loaning him tools and parts.
No, I mean, that just is one example of the fine young crop of talent that we've got coming up, you know, through Skagit.
But that's a great big thank you to drivers like you and Barry and some of the others that do take the kids under their wing and coach them and answer their questions and calm them down and help share the rope. So thank you to you guys.
Sure. Well, you know, it was done for us, too. You know, this is my 29th year of running at Skagit Speedway. And, geez, am I even that old?
No, no.
But, you know,
don't freak out on us, Rod. We need you for just a couple more minutes, pal. Then you can go off the deep end all you want.
Yeah, you know, when I first started out, there was guys helping me. I bought one of Ray Moore's old championship cars, and one of his car owners, Bill Houghton, was instrumental in helping us get started. And, you know, there was guys around like the Rod Perkins and Barry Martinez of today, there was guys then helping the young drivers. And, you know, so I kind of feel that it's a legacy that needs to continue.
You spoke a little earlier about Mac Brown and qualifying, and I'm curious what you think of the one-lap qualifying and the track conditions. You know, been a little tricky, what you might attribute that to, and also answer about what you have coming for Dirt Cup if you're going to be running.
Okay, well, first of all, the one-lap qualifying thing, it's equal for everybody. I don't mind it. I've never been that great at qualifying anyway, but everyone's got the same, you know, one lap to do it in. I think it really does save the racetrack. If you take 40, 50 cars that got to qualify, you know, if they're running two laps, that's 100 laps on the track before you even get a race in.
That's right.
You cut that in half by only one lap, and I think it really does save the racetrack. We've had some tough track conditions the last couple of weeks, but it's attributed to, you know, a lot of moisture and you know, kind of looking for hot weather that maybe really hasn't affected the track that much, so the amount of moisture he's getting in it maybe is a little too much. But you know what? I don't mind it. You know, it's the same track for everybody, and the guy that reads it the best and gets his car working the best on it, it's going to be up front.
And it's not like we've never seen Skagit like that before.
That's true, yeah.
Hey, Rod, you know, you had mentioned, and we talked earlier about some of the young crop that's coming up, and if you don't mind, we're going to bring on another one of those. And this young man came up from the Northwest Legends and got his first win on Saturday night in the Sportsman Division. Kyle Oman makes, I believe, his second appearance on our show. How are you, Kyle?
I'm great.
Yeah. Hey, nice job out there Saturday night. Tell us about it.
I don't even know. We came into this year hoping for a lot of top tens, maybe a few top fives. We came first week, we're more than happy with our seventh place.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, we got even better. We weren't even expecting to have a win until maybe halfway through the season.
I think it's pretty impressive that you were ready to win this season. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, we've always been hoping to do as best as we can.
Yeah.
It's a good goal, huh?
Yeah.
Kyle, we have Rod Perkins who's on here with you, and he spoke of helping Mac Brown get started this season. Has there been anybody helping you along, you know, drivers?
Not so much drivers, but we've had some of Barry Martinez's crew come over and help us a few times with setup.
Have you found that to be real helpful?
Well, that's pretty much all we have. So,
yeah. Your dad's a big part of that, though, too, right?
He is. He started the setup.
Yeah.
We've had people come over, help us change little things, fine-tune it, make it a little bit better.
You can take that as a yes, Rod.
Yeah. That's good.
I was going to offer him the pit right next to yours, but, you know, he might whoop up on you, too. You never know.
Hey, Kyle, I got a question for you.
You have a question for me?
No.
No, for Kyle.
For Kyle.
Oh.
What do you think of racing dirt at Skagit Speedway?
I've actually always raced dirt before, and then came into Legends a couple years ago and did that for 2 years. And now I'm back, and this is what I enjoy doing. I mean, I'm happy to race anything I can get in, but I prefer the dirt.
And you like Skagit as a configuration, the basic track itself?
More or less. I think there could be a little bit better conditions every once in a while, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah. I find it a real fun track to drive, you know, especially as it widens up as the summer gets, you know, going. You'll find a top, middle, and bottom groove to run in, and that's when it really gets fun because you can go shoulder to shoulder with some of these other cars. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I've watched Kyle over the last couple of weeks. Kyle, I want to ask you if you've run across, I don't want to say unusual, but I noticed that when you enter the corners, you enter them kind of high, coming out kind of low, and you've really gained a lot of momentum. Did you do that intentionally? Did you run across that accidentally?
Well, in pretty much anything you race, the lower you come out, the straighter you come out of the corner, the longer you have to get going faster.
Yeah.
So when you turn in up high, then you can run all the way down the corner and down the straightaway.
It's you know, we've noticed it the last couple of weeks, and you venture away from it a little bit, and then you go right back to it, and it seems like it's been very helpful. And I, you know, from everybody here at the North Sound Racing, congratulations on your win last weekend.
Yeah, way to go, man.
Kyle, I watched you a couple years up there at Deming Speedway, and then you also ran not only go-karts, but your mini sprint in the indoor flat track at Monroe for several years, and last Saturday, and maybe Galen can help me on this, there was just a few laps before the end, there was an incident where your car was at a stop coming out of two, there was water on the track. I think I saw your dad run, get a gallon of water, get that in there, and you come back and win the race. Is that right?
Yeah, it was actually pretty scary for all of us. We thought we might be out for a while, but we blew a line off the fuel pump or the water pump, so it pretty much emptied the radiator.
Rod saw something that you did after the race. He wants to ask you how to do donuts.
Oh yeah. we should talk about that.
Yeah. What brought the donuts on? Were you planning that if you ever won your first race, or did that just come into your head at the last second?
No, I was thinking about it all winter, actually.
and you,
yes.
You didn't share that with your dad or your mom, did you?
No, everybody knew.
Oh, they did?
Very well done. Well, whose sponsors you got on your car, Kyle?
I have Northwest Honda, Lewis Auto Glass, Cruising Coffee. There's so many others. You can see them all at my website at www.kylelumen.motorsports.com.
Cool.
Great.
Galen, you have one more question, didn't you?
No, I was just going to say thanks to Kyle. I had a couple more questions for Rod maybe before we let him go.
Yeah, fire away.
Sure.
Hey, what is I asked you a little earlier about Dirt Cup. Are you going to get an opportunity to run a 410 at Dirt Cup, or will you just be observing this year?
Boy, you know, I had a really nice 410 ride last year at Dirt Cup. And I talked to the car owners, Bob and Lori Scott, earlier this spring about the chances or possibility of running that car again. It sounds like they've got some drivers lined up to drive it, so I don't think my chances are good that I'll have a 410 ride. And so if that's the case, I probably won't be running, and I'm kind of sad about that. We had a really good run in that car last year. And, but I think taking our 360 out there is like taking a knife to a gunfight, so I probably won't run it.
What's the best you've ever done at a Jim Raper Memorial Dirt Cup?
You know, it sounds funny, but it's been probably 25 years ago, back when we were running 292s.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you couldn't qualify very good with those motors because they didn't have any horsepower, but the track was dry slick right up on the fence, you know, where the cushion was, and I came through the C main, transferred to the back of the B's and ran up to about fifth. I just missed the transfer spot into the A's, you know, probably by two spots. And I did it just by putting it up on the wall and keeping my foot flat on the floor and just keeping the momentum up. And that's probably the best I've ever done.
Go back and watch the video, huh?
Yeah. Boy, that's been a long time ago, you know, back in the old 292 days.
But yeah.
Well, if you keep those things wound up, they could do okay.
Well, Galen and I were thinking about putting together a car for this kind of like jalopy modified racing, you know?
Maybe that'd be kind of fun.
It would be. Sell all your stuff. We know where the bodies are. They're over in Eastern Washington. So we'll all get together, take a field trip over there, and we'll have some fun.
Yeah,
but to both you, Rod, and Kyle, congratulations. We tried to get Barry Martinez on, but we're unable to get a hold of him. But keep up the good work and keep putting on the great shows, both of you guys and anybody who may be listening to us tonight that runs up at Skagit. It's just a quality, quality night.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Hey, not a problem. Kyle, yeah. You take care of yourself, buddy, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, thanks a lot. Rod Perkins and Kyle Ullman, both class winners up at the John Carroll Memorial up at Skagit Speedway. We've got one more thing to go, one more session, let's put it that way. And we're going to visit on the next session with a gentleman from the WQMA. They've got their big regional going on this weekend. Eric, I think his name is.
Eric Jacobson,
and
the president.
And then Kelly Hale will join us. So
and
stick.
Will Champagne.
Oh, yeah, we still got to talk to Will Champagne, too. Man,
we want to.
This is too much stuff. Let's do it.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Right, be back right after this.